Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome on today's Atlas II Organizing Committee Working Group call on Thursday, the 5th of June at 1900 UTC. On today's call, we have Pastor Peters, Wolf Ludwig, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Cyrano Shvardanyan, Eduardo Diaz, Siva Subramanian Mutusami, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Jordi Iparaguirre, Fatima Cambronero, Roberto Gaetano, Glenn McKnight, Dev Anantiliksing. We have apologies noted from Natalia Enciso and Jean-Jacques Subrenat. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Ariel Liang, Sylvia Vivanco, Susie Johnson, Kathy Schnitt, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. And over to you, Eduardo. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gisela. This is Eduardo for the record. Welcome, everyone, to the meeting today. We can jump right to the agenda. Do anyone have anything to add to it? Or change, for that matter? If not, let's jump to the first action item on Carlos Reyes. Carlos, please, you have an action item number 29.
Thanks, Ricardo. This is Carlos Reyes. In terms of action item 29, the Atlas II participants page, I update this daily. In fact, two changes today. So it is updated on an ongoing basis and always current.
Okay, so the thing that we need to add to the page is only when we finish up the assigning people to the different thematic groups, right?
Correct. Thematic groups, and then the that'll be added. Susie Johnson and I are working on the spreadsheet. Once all of that information is confirmed, we'll add it to this page in the format at the bottom.
Okay. Thank you, Carlos. Any comments from the group? If not, we have Heidi now. You have three action items. And I noticed on the last call, and I want to thank, by the way, Olivier, for covering me on the last call. I noticed in the last call there were a few of these action items that were completed, so thank you. So, Heidi, if you can help me with those three.
Okay.
You're able with
Heidi?
Those three.
Yes. Thank you, Eduardo. This is Heidi for the record. So the first one is number 40, and that is develop draft agendas for the thematic groups, including abstracts and questions produced by the thematic group SMEs and other leaders. That is still in progress, and I expect that to be completed, I would say, early next week at the very latest.
Okay.
The next one is number 44. And that is verified with ICANN legal if the Fair of Opportunities background music can be used without a copyright license. That is still in progress, but we are about to conclude that. Hopefully today we're in discussions with various staff, and we're just trying to get the solution that is most practical.
Okay. And for the rest of the group, this is something that came up on the last Fair of Opportunities call, where Wolf brought to our attention the fact that, you know, when you use some music for in public places, somehow you need to have a license for that. So we are, that's where this is coming from. Thank you, Heidi. And you have number 45.
Correct. Yes, this is Heidi again for the record. So we 45 is balanced the number of people attending the thematic group's session. That's not fully my job. That is going to be the work of the thematic group leaders, and there's going to be a call hopefully tomorrow where that will be done. Staff have made, with the help of Eduardo and Olivier, a fantastic spreadsheet that shows the allocations, those that completed the survey on which thematic group they would like to attend, and those who didn't, which languages are their working languages, et cetera, so that we have a really good source to use, and we'll go ahead and do that hopefully tomorrow. Thank you, Eduardo.
Thank you, Heather. And I think there's going to be a meeting tomorrow in the I don't remember UTC number, tomorrow to talk about exactly this point, I believe. So everybody that wants to attend to that, please do so. So thank you, Heidi. Let's jump to the next one. Glenn, can you give us an update on the Fair of Opportunity? I don't know how much you know from the last meeting to now, since I did cover it for you last time, but if you want to say a few words, please do so.
Sure. Hi, everyone. It's Glenn McKnight for the record. Just for the record, the issue of copyright issue was brought up numerous times right from the very beginning, and I've stressed again and again to use Creative Commons and open source. There's a lot of local artists that are willing to provide their music, but people have ignored this, and it's come up again. There's usually a fair use agreement, but you know, it's been brought up again, so the legal is looking at it from ICANN, so great, maybe we can get a straight answer on that. On the music playlist, we have over 65 songs that have been put up for in MP3 format, so there are plenty of songs for the playlist. On the room itself, since we relocated from Monday to Tuesday, we have the Hilton London Metropole Room, which has a capacity of 300 persons. So we're doubling or more our capacity, which is great. There's a couple of outstanding issues that I've asked staff for is the size of the tables so that the Rallos can bring their own tablecloth for the draping of the tables. We just need the sizing of the table still. And the other good news is that I heard confirmed on our PR call today, we have Wolfgang Gleinbacher, who will be one of the speakers, and Nemia, who's from the Web Foundation. She's actually originally from FOSFA, which was funded by Invent years ago. So we have two great keynote speakers at the fair. But other than that, everything else is going well. And we have another meeting tomorrow of our group at 2 o'clock, so feel free to join us. Back to you.
Thank you, Glenn. Do we have any comments from what Glenn just updated us? I did that right. Any comments? Okay. Well, let's move to the next one. Tijani Benjamin, I'm not sure if Tijani is online. Last time he was traveling, I believe. Is Tijani online? No? Okay. So, Heidi, can you give us any ideas of rooms? Are they already set? Anything you can mention about the events, you know, that part?
So this is Heidi. So to coordinate the Atlas 2 event is action item 22 of Tijani's. So he's basically completed that. We now have the full agenda, and we now have the full agendas for Monday through Friday, and we're just waiting for a few more on Saturday and Sunday. You'll see that the meeting, the full schedule has been posted. If someone from staff could please put that into the chat. You'll note that the thematic group rooms are noted already. Those are actually just holding spots right now. So once we determine which are the largest thematic groups by popularity, we'll adjust that those groups for the best rooms. So I think that's basically up to date.
Okay. So I basically, I guess, with that action item, like you said, it's completed, number two. And there is an action number 43 of defining the ASO's SNH chair's function during the last two events.
So this is Heidi again. So I followed up with Tijani on that earlier this week, and I have not yet received a response. I know he's traveling to some meetings right now. But this is something that I'm not sure if it's only for Tijani. I think maybe the large group can define this. And if we could do this pretty quickly, because they need to be invited and informed of their function, if any, during the opening plenary session.
Okay. Let's, Oliver, you have anything to say? You have the floor.
Yeah, thanks very much, Eduardo. It's Olivia speaking. I wasn't going to respond to this question specifically, but I was going to add a couple of things with regards to rooms and room allocation. First, I don't think it's been mentioned here, but it's been confirmed that the fair will not take place in a small ALAC room. It will actually now be in a large room, and that's because the fair has moved to the Tuesday slot rather than the Monday afternoon slot. This has actually ended up with a clash with an ISOC event, and as you know, many of the ATLAT structures are also ISOC chapters. ISOC has managed to now move their event over to Monday for us in order to avoid the clash, and so everyone's happy, which is really great. And that also means that we will, as a result, have, I think if you look at the schedule, it probably is one of the only events that is taking place on Tuesday that are actually on the schedule, and having a large room means that we can probably publicize the fair a lot more than we have before, and therefore get a lot more people coming to the fair. So that's one thing. The other thing was a question to Heidi with regards to the schedules. Is the small schedule, the summary schedule of all of the ATLAS 2 activities, is that updated? Because a lot of people are asking for it. The day-by-day schedule goes very deep into what goes on, but the short schedule is one which is really more helpful.
Okay, this is Heidi. Apologies for that. That was an action item. I will get to that hopefully today.
This is Eduardo. I'm curious, what is the short schedule?
Eduardo, if I may, this is Heidi. It's basically an Excel document that on one page, on one sheet, lists the entire schedule. It doesn't list all the separate breakout sessions on Saturday and Sunday, et cetera, and it doesn't list the agendas. It literally just states the meeting, the time, and the location. And now, since we have the final schedule up, for the 95% of all meetings have been assigned the correct rooms, et cetera, we can go ahead and update that with the correct information.
Okay, thank you. Cheryl, but before going to Cheryl, the question that was asked has to do with the definition of what the action item or that we need somehow, we need to define what's the function of the ASOs and ACs that are going to be invited to the ALAS 2 events. That was something that we would talk about 2 or 3 weeks ago about this. And Tijan is supposed to define that role because, I mean, I'm not sure if that was defined or not, or are we just going to invite them just to sit there? Oliver, can you give us some light on this? Or anyone, for that matter.
Eduardo, it's Olivia speaking. I did not understand your question. I'm sorry. I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Can you say that again, please?
I'm really sorry. I'm talking about the action item number 43.
Ah, okay.
What it says, define ASOs and ACs shares function during the ALAS 2 events. That's what I was asking. If you can give us light on that.
I wish I could give you an answer. It's Olivia speaking. Unfortunately, I don't know. There is an ASO and AC chair's function when we meet with them on the Tuesday morning and on the Wednesday morning, early Tuesday and early Wednesday, and the invitations have been sent out, and I will follow up with the chairs of ASOs and ACs that have not responded since. And in fact, we might wish to also note that there have been questions by stakeholder groups, whether they would be involved as well in those morning meetings. But there is also a location during the opening ceremony, so that's on the Saturday, for the chairs of SOs and ACs to be present. And the question, it's a question that I've asked, because I've been asked by the chairs of SOs and ACs, what are we going to be there for? Bearing in mind they have busy schedules themselves, they will probably not be able to be around for the whole length of the morning, but we have to define what they're going to do.
Okay, and the question is, have we defined that? And I don't think we have defined that.
How do we define that, or how we find that?
No, that we have not defined it at this moment. And so how do we go, you know, who is going to define this, what their role is?
It's Olivier speaking. I'd say the organizing committee needs to define this. And, this is the meeting of the organizing committee. Hello. Well, maybe we need to define this.
Okay, let's do that. What will be their role? Let's do it. I mean, are they going to be invited and are they going to sit around? I guess what we're talking about is the invitation to the Saturday and Sunday meetings, or the Saturday meeting, right? Mostly.
If I may, Eduardo, Cheryl here.
Please, Cheryl, please, go ahead. Please.
I've had a little bit of practice at this. You do need to let people know specifically when they have such busy schedules what their purpose is. They're usually more than willing to cooperate to the best of their abilities, and the same can be said not only for the chairs of the OCs and SOs, but also the various constituencies, etc. You've got, I think, by counting, three different, if not four different types of opportunities. Some are more easily defined, such as the morning sessions where a specific briefing is going to be given, and this is very much in line with the types of things that these people are already doing for fellowship in the past. So that's kind of an easy one to sort out. I'm assuming that you'll be extending an invitation to all of these leaders and indeed their wider community for the Fair of Opportunity on the Tuesday. And in fact, that's why I put my hand up when we were talking about the Fair of Opportunity on the Tuesday. And I think it's great. And Olivier, I'm sure, will pen a note of thanks to the powers that be at ISOC to appreciate their flexibility on moving their event to Monday and freeing us all up. But that's something which is more likely to be more of a networking thing. We need to make it clear it's a cameo opportunity. There is one standing activity that happens on Tuesdays with the CCNSO world, and that is they used to have a dinner and they now have a cocktail party, so there's usually an off-site activity that involves the CCNSO, which means if you want a couple of notable board members who are also likely to be going to the CCNSO event, you need to get to them early and say if you could be present at the Fair of Opportunity at this particular time, which will be when you'll be recognising the various leaders in the room, and then you're free to do what you will with your busy schedules. That would be a very good thing for the Tuesday. On the opening ceremony question, however, it's probably important for you to allocate a particular time where if they are available, they've got 60 or 90 seconds to introduce themselves, their community, and welcome, for the want of a better word, the at-large structure representatives that are there at Atlas to be a more engaged part of ICANN and open the doors for engagement with their communities. That would be my suggestion. And then I'll put my hand down. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from the group about what Cheryl just said? I have a question in the meantime. We send emails to the SO chairs and AC chairs, and we have to let them know, you know, we want to invite you to our open ceremony Saturday, just to, you know, to be recognized, and then we want to invite you to the Fair Opportunity of all the activities that we have. But I know we have activities with them for presentation of the work they do, right?
It's different. Yeah, that's different. That's more formal. That's in the mornings, and that's something they're very familiar with. It's the other interactions which I'll probably need clarity on. And such an invitation should go on our behalf via Olivier.
Okay. So why don't we go ahead and take that suggestion and do it that way? So who can do this? Is staff the one that helped with this, or Oliver, you send that, put together the note and staff send it? How does that work? I'm not sure. Someone can help me here.
Olivier has a list that he has access to, which goes to all the leaders, the AC leaders and chairs, their vice chairs, and I believe the leaders of the constituency and component parts of things like the GNSO. So he's got mechanisms that chairs can operate through. Sorry, Olivier, I'm just speaking on your behalf. I'm in the mood to do so, but that's all right.
Thank you, Cheryl. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much. It's Olivier speaking, and what people don't know is that I'm actually typing, and magically things get transported and said in English on the channel. In Australian, translated to Australian on the channel. No, I'm kidding. It's absolutely fine. I can send this. If I'm provided with a text of what we are proposing for the SO and AC chairs to be doing at the opening ceremony, that's fine. I understood that it's just the 92nd appearance to greet and meet, well, maybe not meet, but more like greet the ALS representatives that are there. Obviously, that would need to show a change in the schedule at the beginning, which I'm sure this organizing committee is able to do as well. The other question is this going to be restricted to SO and AC chairs or also SG chairs, SG being the stakeholder groups of the GNSO? That's the first one. I think we're getting to some answer on this. And when we finished with that question, I was going to ask you then with the early morning discussions with the SO and AC chairs. So far, we've only had a positive response from one SO chair and one from two AC chairs so far, but staff is going to follow up with staff for the other SOs and other ACs that have not responded and have an idea of what who will come when, either on Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning. The question I'd like to ask you is whether SG chairs should also be coming to speak to the ALAC and to the Atlas to participants early in the morning.
Any comments on that? My opinion, Oliver, is that if you understand and you understand the politics within ICANN better than I do, and most of us do, you know, if you think that it's important that these chairs, they are recognized in this environment, and whether we should have them there too. That's my opinion.
And it's Olivier speaking. It's interesting because some SG chairs would probably be quite happy and, very eager to come and speak to the Atlas II participants. Some might not. So we'll get a partial. We're very likely to get a partial list of SG chairs. Especially since they have also very busy days early in the morning. But I would say, yeah, the early morning session is probably more likely to be good for the SG chairs, and the opening ceremony is probably better to restrict to the SO and AC chairs, just by the very fact that just quantities, the number of people involved.
It's like you mentioned that probably some of them will go, but not all of them. Now, I want to ask Heidi on the schedule, is there time for doing this Saturday? I mean, 90 seconds to say hello?
This is Heidi. Yes. Okay. I mean, there's time. It just we'll might cut down on a little bit of Olivier's welcome, but yeah, absolutely. And
okay.
Would that be immediately before Fadi speaks, or would that be after? So we have basically Olivier, Fadi, Steve, Crocker, Sebastian, and Renalia.
I don't have this.
Then we go to a summit introduction by the Atlas II co-chairs. So where would that be?
It could be at the end. It could be at the beginning, recognizing people are there. But if we're doing, really, I really don't care if it's at the beginning or at the end. Usually, at the beginning, you just recognize the people that are there. But if you're going to recognize them and allow them to say something in, you know, 90 seconds, then I don't know.
Okay, this is Heidi. Is that 90 seconds each or 90 seconds altogether? And I would also suggest we do it at the beginning so they don't need to stay for the entire 90 minutes.
Okay, Cheryl, you have your hand up. Cheryl.
Thanks. I'm channeling is working with Heidi now, saying what I was wanting to say. Definitely at the beginning, it's really up to Olivier where this is done, but I would encourage the choice to be at the beginning. And probably before Fadi, it's a kind of a natural progression, a more generically, here are a bunch of leaders who have the time and the inclination to represent their component parts of ICANN and say hi, who they are, and welcome you all. And now let's get to the slightly longer chat. That would be the way I would do it. And people, therefore, do not have to say, and some of them may have heard Fadi speak before.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Any more comments about this item? If not, to wrap it up, basically what we're going to do, Oliver, you're going to send a note to the SOs and AD chairs, inviting them to the open ceremony of the Atlas II. And, you know, with some kind of message telling them what they're supposed to be doing there. And these introductions are going to be done, like Cheryl suggested, before Fadi. So it will be at the beginning. And on the other meetings that we have during the week, we're going to invite the NCSC chairs. I hope I mentioned that correctly. Did this wrap up basically what we talked about? Okay. So I'm going to have that action item completed. So thank you so much, Heidi, for your update.
And thank you very much for making the hard decisions, Eduardo. Thank you.
No, this is a collaborating work. So, you know, I'm just summarizing this. So, Wolf, you are next with action item number two, that is the coordination of the systematic sessions. Can you give us an update of what happened since last week?
Well, thanks, Eduardo, for the floor. There is not much to add. There was a circular mail sent by Olivier this afternoon again, summarizing everything since what has happened, what has been organized since our call last week. We had a first briefing call on Friday afternoon with only few attendances at this call, but we intensively discussed the conceptual outlines. I suggested for this call, and we agreed on most of them. I summarized the outcomes from the Friday call afterwards and sent it to my thematic group, which is group number 3, on Saturday, and I forwarded the same summary the day after to all the other thematic groups to be aware what has been discussed and agreed on the Friday call, etc. Unfortunately, in the time between, we didn't get much response on this, and therefore I discussed with Olivier, and Olivier finally suggested, okay, we make a last big push and send this alert reminder to the people involved to get their thematic group coordination started among each other for each group, etc., and to make sure to be ready possibly prior to London. That's more or less what I have to tell about this. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Wolf. And I understand tomorrow there's going to be another thematic group meeting, right?
That's what I expect, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. Okay, Cheryl, you have the floor.
Thank you. And I ask me?
Yes,
I'm sorry?
Cheryl, you are. Yes.
Okay.
She was asking if she was off mute.
Right. Well, it's still dark where I am, so, you know, I'm doing this by Braille and the light of my screen. I just wanted to make it really clear to the organising committee that whilst it appeared that various of the thematic groups may not have been beavering away on things, and Olivier's alert came out with that assumption, it is not the case. Thematic groups too, have, you know, we've got our agenda planned to the minute, and we have done since the day after the last meeting. We will report at the next meeting, i.e. tomorrow, and we can bore you all with gory details if we are needed to. But I've also heard from other thematic groups, most of them recognising that they were autonomous, at least that's as I understood it, simply started and got on with the job. What we need, and what we will hopefully have after tomorrow, is the group that we have allocated to it. But certainly from what I can see and what I can certainly assure you all from my thematic group at least, is that the subject matter experts have been engaged, they've talked to each other, they've talked to the moderators, we have specific questions outlined, we have plans and mechanisms that are in keeping with what was agreed generally as the aims of moderation and the thematic groups in general. And in the case of thematic groups too, we have a very specific agenda and plan that we'll be following. And indeed, we think, you know, each other group is probably doing very similar things. But I understand the sky's falling feeling when people aren't copying everybody on everything they do, but some of us are just getting on with the job. Okay, rant over.
Thank you, Cheryl, for that update. I also understand, I have a question for you, Cheryl. Is the thematic group 2 that you just spoke about, is this all this work is being put in the wikis? So because sometimes we do a lot of emails and we don't see anything happening in the wikis, and it's like nothing's happening. It gives the impression that things are not moving, but it's moving.
Let me respond to that. The agenda that thematic group 2, this is Cheryl for the record, has been drawn from the static, boring wiki, which outlines the questions and what the subject matter experts are doing. So it dovetails in with it, and yes, we can certainly put the agenda in there, but I actually would not suggest that that's an ideal situation, because the agendas and the mechanisms that each thematic group are putting together depends so much on how many people they have, what the logistics are, and the particular ways that the subject matter experts and the moderators want to work together to meet the aim. So, sure, we can put TG2 can put theirs up, but we don't want that to be seen as a template. It's the way we're going to address our particular topic and draw maximum interaction and input out. Now, if we advertise that in advance, can I just suggest too, there'd be far less pizzazz on the day. We have to enthuse people to be engaged for 9 long hours on these topics. And if I have everything duplicated in wikis, especially when they're multiple agendas,
I'm not sure that that's a very good thing at all. I would suggest if one is fearful about activities, one asks for leadership.
Okay. Thank you for the answer. Any comment? That was just a suggestion. So.
Was that clear enough to you?
Yeah. I understand. No,
the sky
no
is
problem.
Not falling.
Okay. So, Wolf, again, thank you for your update, and Cheryl also for commenting. And next we have Fatima Cambrano with the Mentor Program. Fatima, can you give us an update on that, please?
Thanks, Eduardo. This is Fatima for the record. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. In first place, sorry for my silence the two last week. I was traveling with several meetings, but we will work in. Updates of the mentoring program. We have published the list of the mentors and mentees in the wiki. All the groups of mentor mentees have received an email presenting their own groups. I am following each group, especially the communication from each mentor to their own group. Thanks, Cheryl, Siranush, Olivier, Veran, for starting the ball rolling with your own groups. Then we are working on the certificate to the mentors and mentees for, of the mentoring program and the agenda of our meeting on Saturday. We have finished that agenda. We have opened a Doodle to set a call to all the groups of mentors and mentees to clarify any doubts. I think will be the next week. If you have any question, you ask them in the next conference call. And I think that's all for now. And thank Silvia, Vivanco, Gisela, Susie, and all the staff for your support to me and the program. And to the people who are serving as mentors. Thank you.
Thank you, Fatima, for the update. Are there any questions about the mentoring program from the organizing committee? No, well, thank you, Fatima, and we will surely participate in that phone call. Carlos Aguirre, okay, who was that? Fatima? You want to say something?
No, only thanks.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So next one is Carlos, Natalia, Mari Carmen. I don't think any of them are online. Natalia usually participates in these calls, and she's not here today. But I had a call yesterday on the website, and you know, we spent like an hour and a half talking about the website and many details. But the bottom line is that we have a deadline for next Monday to have the website online. So that's what we're shooting for, and I hope, you know, it will be another communication tools that we can use to promote Atlas too. And like I said to the group, this is the first ever community created website for Atlas, and it, you know, this is something that maybe after Atlas 2 may have a further life, but that's something that you know we have to talk about going forward. So Murray is not here. He had a call this morning, which I came in late. I know Olivier, you were there. Can you give us, or Heidi, if someone can give us an update on what was said in that call that maybe is of importance to this group to know? You see her silent, so I guess
I think this is Heidi. I was waiting for Olivier to respond. So on the PR call this morning, Murray gave an update on a call he had with Jim Trengrove for meeting staff. There was also a discussion, for those who don't know, there is now an Atlas 2 announcement on the main ICANN homepage. If someone from staff can put the link into that, but it's quite prominent. There was a long discussion on social media activities, so we're moving ahead with that. And there was also earlier a social media working group call, which continued on that. So I'm really impressed with the work that's going to be made in social media. There is also a call from the ICANN communications team for a list of about four or five members of the Atlas participants who might be useful for some profiles, some media profiles. So staff will be sending a list to the participants list or the PR list today just to get some names on that. And there'll be one last call next week.
Okay.
I think that's basically the update on that. Thank you.
Thank you. And I also want to mention in the chat, Dev, I'm sorry, I forgot today, that, you know, there have been three newsletters already posted and sent, and the fourth one is coming up next week, and I think that's another great communication tool to keep the momentum going and everyone informed about the details of the Atlas II. So thank you also for your efforts. So, Oliver, can you give us some update on sponsorship?
Thanks very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier speaking. No additional changes from the three main sponsors that we've had, the sponsored lunch, the sponsored dinner, and the general sponsor for at-large summit. And that's pretty much all I can provide at the moment. No response from anyone else.
Thank you. There is a note here by Cheryl that says, correction, Eduardo, long-serving of us will remember well that the original website for a large that was absolutely community-built and maintained, please care to reconcile that history, lest we upset those people still around who did that web page work back then. Well, maybe I didn't know that. I'm not sure what a large that a large. Are we talking about the large page that we have now, or is it a large?
Predated 2005, and it ran through till 2000 and late 7, early 8.
Oh, okay. That was before I was born.
That's fine. I'm old enough to remember, and I act as your conscience as well as your historian. It's not a problem, Eduardo.
Okay, well, thank you for letting us all know that this is the second effort that we have been doing, so no problem. What I wanted to stress, it was a community-based effort,
yes.
But thank you for...
Understood, but I also don't want people to come and bite you. Especially on the event, and some of them are around, and some of them would get very toey if they felt that the original work was ignored or forgotten.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for that correction. And I believe, Cheryl, you are the last one online.
Oh, that makes me very happy to have the microphone back. Thank you. Unlike many weeks where the return on investment update is saying, come on, guys, we don't get to the meat and potatoes of this until during and after, we have made a little bit of progress this week. It's yet to be seen how much progress we've made, but there is a very good chance, and I'm going to go back to Carlos in a moment, that the meeting's technical team have indeed been able to come up with some helpful things, albeit not as as polished as he and I and Gisela would like to see them, to assist us in collecting data in terms of attendance so we can have proper analytics later. Carlos, how much more since we exchanged emails in the last 24 hours do we know about what we might have? If you just share on behalf of us what the update is, and obviously type it into the 024 reconciliation of where we're up to. Over to you, Carlos.
Thanks, Cheryl. This is Carlos. Over the past, 24, 36 hours or so. I've been working with ICANN Meetings Technical Services team, and they're willing to pilot an effort with Atlas II for capturing attendance data. At the moment, it looks like they will add some sort of QR code to badges, and we'll have some type of app or software, an app on some sort of device to scan badges as people come into sessions. This means, however, that we're going to have to identify volunteers. These can be staff or community members to scan badges as they walk in. In the future, this team is exploring an option of an automated attendance system. But for now, this will be able to provide us some insight into the metrics for attendance at Atlas II.
Yeah, thank you, Carlos. This is Eduardo. I have a question. So, is it going to happen, or this is being thinking about?
It's going to happen. It's something that they were aware in the future. Cheryl, for the record, in the future would be useful. Carlos has managed to get them to push it forward as a pilot. It's a little more cumbersome than it will be in future meetings, but it's very important that we have the benefit of collecting these metrics without the burden of having staff literally taking attendance, which is, to the numbers we're talking about, and the diversity we're talking about, quite unreasonable. So to that end, I'd be very much wanting to have community members step forward, and perhaps some of our mentees can see themselves as strong contributors to some of these processes by acting as the caretakers for this data collection. But in the future, as Carlos says, not unfortunately for Atlas, it will be an automated system, so we'll take advantage of it. We've got them to get it out of the box a bit earlier than they planned, but this moots well for a number of things in the future, and as a member of the metrics working group, gets me very excited indeed.
Yep, I think it's a great idea, and eventually, if they do it automatically. The other note that I can make is if once you use some of the participants or the community for mentees to help of this, how is this going to be organized? Are we going to ask people to help right there, or are we going to contact some of them beforehand?
I would suggest that when we know the layout and logistics and exactly what mechanical mechanisms are going to be, you know, is this somebody's smartphone, or is someone got an Apple or a tablet that captures the Q-codes, then we know a little bit more about exactly how it's going to run. We tap a few trusted people on the shoulders and tell them they're volunteering. Some of that can be done before the meeting, and I was suggesting that we'll have amongst our mentees people who are reasonably experienced and who have shown themselves wishing to be more contributory, and they may be able to do this because they'll be less starstruck. People who've sort of done ICANN meetings before, for example, will be less starstruck by the whole gathering of Atlas, and so they'd be the ones I'd be suggesting. We can call for volunteers, but what tends to happen is things like these Atlas activities is you call for volunteers, and people who don't actually understand what they're volunteering for will volunteer, and then they may not be able to maintain the time commitment, for example, that would be involved in this. So we don't want to have a volunteer who offers themselves but then needs to be in three other meetings. That won't work. These people have to be on-site, in situ, and being available for everyone's Q codes to be tracked in and out of rooms.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that clarification. So that sounds like a great idea. So this ends the call. Do anyone wants to add anything new, or... comments? If not, I suggest that we have our last call next week, same day. And I guess we can send a doodle around to define the best time to do it. And my hope and my expectation is that most of these action items that are open will be closed by then or during the call. If not, whatever it's still open, we will have to do it via email or all the means like Skype or stuff like that. The point is, whatever is open that has to do with the event has to be finished or completed before we start Saturday. So thank you, everyone, for your collaboration, and I will talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.